Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 26, 1806. Werner and Howard lost. Most of the Corps of Discovery are capable soldiers with plenty of wilderness experience. Today, Lewis writes about two men who, despite their considerable skills, still find the country a challenge.
Werner and Howard, who were sent for salt on the 23rd, have not yet returned. We are apprehensive that they have missed their way. Neither of them are very good woodsmen. And the thick, heavy-timbered pine country, added to the constant cloudy weather, makes it difficult for even a good woodsman to steer for any considerable distance the course he wishes. We ordered Collins to return early in the morning and rejoin the salt makers, and give him some small articles of merchandise to purchase provisions from the Indians, in the event of their still being unfortunate in the chase. The shallum, or deep purple berry, is in form much like the huckleberry, and terminates bluntly with a kind of cap or cover at the end like that fruit. The berry is easily gathered, as it separates from the bough readily. While the leaf is strongly affixed, the shrub which produces its fruit rises to 6 or 8 feet, sometimes grow on the highlands, but most generally in the swampy or marshy grounds. It is an evergreen. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 26, 1806.
Lewis goes on with this description for at least another page. The plant described is the evergreen huckleberry, Vaccinium ovatum, another species discovered by the expedition. Tomorrow, a bonanza kill.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.